USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Thursday, Trump's attorney, D. John Sauer, argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
Well, special counsel attorney Michael Dreeben argued against absolute immunity. Kim Kardashian is promoting criminal justice reform at the White House. The reality TV star joined Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday to help promote a new rule from the Small Business Administration that will lift loan restrictions for people with criminal records. Kardashian is a longtime advocate for nonviolent drug offenders and helped elevate the issue during the Trump administration. David Pecker's involvement in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial came to light in court on Thursday. Pecker took the stand for his third day of testimony and revealed conversations between himself, the former president, and associate Michael Cohen. Pecker said he arranged to buy the story surrounding Trump's alleged affair with Playboy model Karen McDougal for $150,000, but says he backed out of the deal after consulting with election lawyers, believing the payment may break the law. The Federal Communications Commission is voting on reinstating net neutrality rules, which prevent broadband providers from blocking internet traffic to certain websites and favoring those that pay extra fees for faster access. The FCC chair emphasized the importance of net neutrality, especially in the light of the pandemic, which has drastically changed our lives. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new number one spot for illegal immigrants crossing the border into the U.S. USA's John Schaefer with the details.
San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 90s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. Border agents in San Diego arrested 8,989 illegal immigrants last week, compared to 7,500 in Tucson. In the week ending on Tuesday, San Diego had arrested more than 9,513 illegal immigrants from 74 countries, including 218 children.
The World Health Organization says teen use of alcohol and e-cigarettes is alarming in a new analysis. The WHO said the findings show a concerning picture. The most commonly used substance among adolescents is alcohol, with more than half of 15-year-olds saying they've tried it at least once. Nearly 1 in 10 teens say they've been drunk, with the rate increasing among older teens. David Pecker's involvement in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial came to light in court on Thursday. Pecker took the stand for his third day of testimony and revealed conversations between himself, the former president, and associate Michael Cohen. Pecker said he arranged to buy the story surrounding Trump's alleged affair with Playboy model Karen McDougal for $150,000, but says he backed out of the deal after consulting with election lawyers, believing the payment may break the law. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.